boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
It's our birthday!
We did it!
Yeah!
Woo!
2 years of Those Girls in the Afternoon on Z102.9.
Yeah, two long years ago was the first. I don't know. It depends how sick of us you are, I suppose, how long it feels. 2 years ago, we hit the Z airwaves officially as Those Girls in the Afternoon for the first time ever.
It does feel like forever because I remember 2 years ago, I had knee surgery. So we actually we had Uno reverse. You were behind.
I was over there.
You were over here running the boards, pressing the buttons because I had to like have my knee at a weird angle in order to like do the show.
Mm-hmm.
Now, 2 years later, my knee is functional.
How the tables have turned, and I'm sitting over here with my legs up, even though I don't have knee surgery.
But we got a lot to do today. A lot of thank yous for the celebrating of Those Girls in the Afternoon. Big thank you to Adam.
Yes, from Tip Top Cakes, brought the most gorgeous cake.
Oh my gosh, the amount of compliments we have gotten on this cake. The smell, the design,
the taste.
Oh my God, the taste.
It's amazing. Check it out. I have a picture up on our Z102.9 Instagram story because it's beautiful.
So shout out. Thank you, Adam, for bringing us cake. That's not all.
No.
More shout outs.
Michael brought cookie cake and fudge. So awesome. Again, our coworkers also thank you, Michael, because they're getting to eat all of it too.
And also shout out to the Morning Scramble because they got us flowers today.
Ah, it was so nice to walk in to a bouquet of flowers.
It's funny because I saw the like flower van pull up and Loretta, she goes, "Oh, I think it's for you." And I go, "Oh no, it's not." You know, somebody else is getting flowers.
Yeah.
Their boo probably got them for him. No, the Morning Scramble got his flowers.
Morning Scramble was our boo today. How nice of them. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thank you.
And thank
so
you for listening, by the way.
Seriously,
duh.
Thank you for the last 2 years hanging out with these two fools.
And guess what? You get another 360. No, wait.
Five?
Sure. I'm bad at math.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on!
With Those Girls in the Afternoon.
Everybody's talking about
it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
So obviously March is a really busy time for sports lovers.
Uh-huh.
Lots and lots of basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And now I really wish that I knew about this like March 1st, but here we are at the end of the month. But I feel like this is something that maybe we want to know for all of the tournaments next year, because there is a sports betting company called BetUS who came out with a prenup agreement for sports. Let me explain. They call it the Hoops and Harmony contract to help couples lay out and decide how many games they can watch. Now, generally speaking,
where is this during the NFL?
That's what I'm saying. I'm wondering if they're going to do this for other sports. We'll get there. Basically, they see the stats of how many women get annoyed with their guy spending all their time, all their weekends, hanging out with the guys, going to the bar to watch the games, whatever. Because it's a lot. It's a lot to keep mm-hmm. up with. So, a lot of partners end up unhappy and feeling a little bit lonely, a little pushed on the back burner.
Mm-hmm.
So they came out with an agreement to coordinate viewing schedules to prioritize shared activities, responsibilities, and ensuring the marriage is not adversely affected. Okay? So I printed this thing off because I was like, you know what? I'm taking this home.
Is this an actual contract?
Yes.
Dear God, Taylor.
Hoops
oh
and
God.
Harmony, the college basketball championship prenup. Now, again, like you said, I would think that they should bring this around for NFL season. Maybe video games, because not everybody's
That's what I was
going to
say, is a video game, please, for the love of God.
But, I mean, you date it, and then you get to lay out, spouse one says, may watch up to blank games. So you could set that at 5, you could set it at 10. Spouse two may watch up to, for me, it would be 0, because I'd be like, I don't really care that much. And then you sign it, and guess what? You got to have a witness or a notary.
Ooh.
It's official. This is an official but document.
Can I know what happens if you break the rules? Or there is that on there?
Voluntary. Like, no.
Why is that not on? Because here's my thing. I want this for video gaming because Neighbor Man's got a serious gaming problem.
Yeah, I hear you.
We had a talk over the weekend.
Okay.
We need a prenup about this.
That's what I'm saying.
And I want it to be like, if you break the rules, mama gets her nails done and you pay for it.
Well, you know, that seems right.
You know, I get my hair did or, you know, something. I don't know. You pay for a shopping spree because you broke the rules.
Yeah, that's the one thing I guess this is missing because... with a prenup, normally there's monetary agreements and stuff. Who gets what? So maybe that's what I would add to this.
We need something like that. Like, yeah. If you break the, you have a divorce, there's always like who gets the house and who gets the cars or whatever. Mm-hmm. You need something like that. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. I think the problem is if we present this to our men, they're going to want something in return.
No, you get to watch basketball or you get to game without
me. Oh, you don't think they're
going to
want a prenup for us?
I'm perfect. I don't need a prenup.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
It is time that we finally reveal the gifts that we got each other for our birthday. 2 years of Those Girls in the Afternoon on Z102.9. But we're sticking with the wedding theme of cotton.
Yeah, I guess it's like tradition. I don't know who decided this.
Who did?
In what, like 1902 that you give cotton gifts? What does that mean? I don't know.
Well, we're going to follow that theme. So we both made each other a gift. Mm-hmm. And before you open yours, I want to just talk about your gift a little bit.
Okay.
And then I'm going to talk a little bit more about it after. First off, I did cheat. I couldn't for the life of me think of what I wanted to do for you for your gift. Mm-hmm. So I asked ChatGPT. I told ChatGPT who we are, how long we've been together, and then kind of like I was like, I don't want to go far for like stuff. I don't have time to order anything. Mm-hmm. It's got to be accessible in town. So ChatGPT actually came up with the idea.
Okay.
So I don't know if that's cheating. Now you may open your gift. Okay.
All right. It's a large bag. What in the name? Oh. Wait, I actually love it. It's cotton candy.
Yeah. So ChatGPT said you do a cotton candy themed picture frame.
Oh, my
so
God.
So I used cotton balls for the cotton candy, and I did cotton candy theme.
Oh, my God. It's cute, actually, because if you have been on Facebook at all, I think our birthday photo went up of us with donuts. We did a little, like, toddler style too sweet photo shoot. So you framed that and then put cotton candy around the frame.
Yeah. And I had to sneak into your Canva without you knowing that I downloaded this photo and I had to resize it and everything.
Well, here's the thing. You didn't sneak because you asked me for the password.
Oh, I thought you saw what I was doing. I was like, dang it.
I thought about creeping and I was like, no, that's rude. I'm not going to do that.
I did it this morning and I was like, I asked Loretta for help. I'm like, we have T-minus 5 minutes before she arrives for work. We need to get this done.
Okay. You also did tell me that you had a breakdown.
Oh, yeah. So the sticks that are supposed to hold the cotton candy are construction paper or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I cannot roll paper for the life of me. Okay? At all. No, girl. Now you know. I don't do anything fun on the weekends.
Okay.
If you know, you know. I can't roll it at all. But Neighbor Man can. He can roll paper. Very well.
Nice. I'm so glad I'm so glad that you were able to bond over this.
So you had to help me because I had a mental breakdown. I was a diva yesterday. I was like, I can't get this in. We gotta live like less than 24 hours. I had a mental breakdown.
I'm very impressed. I love it. I wish it was real cotton candy, though. I'm not going to lie.
I know, right?
Now I'm so craving it.
Oh, and the cotton balls might still be wet because you had to. What I did is I took water and I put pink food coloring in, and I dipped the cotton balls in the food coloring, and they're still a little wet, so beware.
No, they're not wet. They're crunchy.
Oh.
So we agreed last week that we would follow the traditional anniversary gifts, and year two, which is what we're celebrating of Those Girls in the Afternoon, is cotton. You just gave me your gift, which you said ChatGPT helped you.
Thank you.
But it's genius. It's a picture frame, and it's a cute picture of us holding donuts, celebrating our second birthday, and it has cotton candy glued around the frame.
Mm-hmm. It's a cotton candy-themed picture frame with cotton balls.
Yeah, it's so cute. It's going to be so cute on my desk. So now it's my turn to give you your gift, and I am going to try not to cry. Because this, I don't mean to like sound the way I'm about to sound. I don't have a lot of craft fails, okay? This is the worst thing I've ever made, okay? Mm-hmm. So I technically have two gifts for you because I have
gift guilt.
And after I made the abomination that you're going to open, I had to make something else.
But I love failure because I am failure. Failure equals me.
Okay, do you want the cute thing first? Because you're just going to
say... No, I want the crappy thing first.
Oh, I think we should end on the crappy thing.
Okay, here's fine.
Okay, the cute thing is I made you a cute little t-shirt.
No! Yay!
It says, those girls, and I used like scrap fabric, so it's all cotton.
Oh, I love that!
Whatever, that's cute and that's fine.
I'm gonna take my shirt off now.
That's fine. That's fine. Now you get, so I stayed up like way late not last night making this
that.
Because I made the piece of crap you're about to open and I was like, this cannot be all that I show up with.
You got me a card.
I got you a card. You should open the card.
Because I definitely did not get you a card.
I thought you would get me a card. That's why I got you a card.
I have cards up front. I can really quickly write you a card.
I'll
ask ChatGPT what to write into it because you know that's what I do now.
Right, yeah.
Work spouse, that's cute. I know at times I can be a bit difficult. When have you ever been difficult and a pain in the butt? When have you ever been a pain in the butt? But on this special day, I want you to remember one thing. I'm totally worth it. Happy anniversary, honey. Honey.
I for the first time in my life, got a card from the anniversary section.
We did it. Cheers to our terrible twos. I love that.
I had to.
Because you called me honey.
Yes, of course.
That's adorable.
So now, okay, wait. I had this idea last week because you said cotton and call me crazy. The first thing that came to my mind, feminine products. All right.
Yes.
I was like, what can I do? Because we're those girls in the afternoon.
Paint a tampon.
I'd like you to open up.
Yes.
What the abomination that you're about to see is.
I love it.
They're your very own. Yes. Those girls in the afternoon. Tampon. One of a kind. Tampon dolls. And yeah! They're so ugly. Now, I used cotton on all of this.
Oh, this is awesome.
So they have fabric hair. They have little tops and little skirts. I tried to draw faces on them. You don't have glasses. Sorry.
I don't care.
Your whole face would have been covered in
this
marker.
This is the greatest thing I've
They're disturbing and they're ugly. And I was so mad last night. I was showing my boyfriend Curly. And he's, you know, he hypes me up about everything. He goes, well... They are creative. They're creative. And I'm like, why is your voice going up 5 octaves?
I got to now make a little cute little like box studio.
Yeah, they need a home.
You know, you ever see those people on TikTok, like on your For You page? They make like little homes or little like book stores or whatever. I need to make a little studio and then put our little tampon us in the studio.
Or in the garbage where they belong.
It's time for a Taylor window update. With those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
It's spring out there. The grass is so green. We pulled out our patio stuff yesterday.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, we started hosing it off because it was disgusting.
There were spiders everywhere?
No, more like dead frozen flies.
Ew.
Yeah, it's really gross. And then with that, as we were doing some chores around the house, me and Curly, we had to have the lawnmower conversation.
What do you mean?
We don't have one.
Okay. Neither do we. We got to get one ASAP.
And yeah, same. It's going to be, a couple weeks before it starts getting unruly and out of control. So I was like, do you got a plan here, buddy? My parents have a non-electric one that like you just push and it goes like the olden days.
Yeah.
He refuses to take it.
That would be a cool one. I would like that one.
I was like, dude, it'll be a good workout. And he's like, we have a big yard. That's going to take me 4 hours.
Did you guys have a discussion on who's mowing yet?
I guess I just assumed he would.
Oh, see, we've already had that discussion and I've called dibs on mowing. I desperately want to mow. I think it's a great workout.
Get a little tan.
Yeah, and eventually I think I'm going to figure out the lines thing.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll just start doodling on it, do dog paws or hearts. I don't know. We'll figure it out. Again, I'm the mower. I call dibs. But here's the thing. Now that I'm in charge of the lawn, eventually we're getting a pool because, you know, whoever's in charge of the lawn usually complains and whines that you can't have a pool because you're killing the grass.
Yeah, you've
I could care less. That's less I got to mow, you know? So
true.
We are getting a pool.
What are we talking, like baby pool?
We might have to start there because we're going to be new home buyers and we can't afford that.
Well, yeah, it's expensive to keep up with too.
But eventually I want to get a gigantic pool. Maybe and then maybe when we're rich or like
a slide.
Oh my God.
Diving board.
Yeah, we'll get one that's like in ground.
Yeah.
Someday. We got to win the lotto first, you know.
I'll pay daily admission.
Well, you're a friend. You automatically get in. You don't have to
pay. I was just offering to help you pay it off. Oh. But yeah, fine. You said it, not me.
Girl, we have got to train Neighbor Man for stressful situations because I don't think this man is ready for it at all.
Like he's too lax or what do you mean?
He is not prepared to be hit with questions under a stressful moment.
Okay.
Let me explain. Yesterday we went to go get grocery shopping, but I knew I needed to go to the pharmacy to grab my prescription, right? And I offered to drive so that we could go. I'm not going in, all right? I'm going through the drive-thru, okay? Uh-huh. So I said, can I drive so that I can just talk to the person at the drive-thru to pick up my prescription? He goes, no, I got it. So we get up to the drive-thru for the prescription, and he looks at me like he wants me to yell over him, mm-hmm. Hello, my name is Destiny. I'd like to. No, I'm not going to do that. Why don't you talk to the person? You're right next to them. Right. We all know those microphones suck, right?
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. I'm not going to yell. They can't hear me. I want to make it as easy as possible for the person over at the pharmacy, right? So I'm like, you just do all the things. So he says my name. Well, he just says my first name. He goes, I'm here for Destiny to pick up her prescription. And they go, okay, last name. I kid you not. Dude looks over at me and I'm like, seriously? Seriously.
Have you forgotten?
We've been together how long, bro? I just quick look over at me. And then I think he realized what my last name was.
But good.
He got hit and he was under pressure and he just quickly blacked out and then immediately remembered my last name. Gives him my last name. And then for security reasons, they ask a date of birth.
Yeah.
He sits there and he does not remember my date of birth and then has to look at me. And I go, oh my God, 2995. Seriously?
Okay, I
know yours by heart.
I can get behind that though, because I could tell you my, like I always say 310 of 97 is mine. My boyfriend Curly though, I'd be like, because I just know what the date. I know it's July 26, 98. But it's all the numbers that would throw me off.
Oh, his is easy. 08-1888. Done.
Okay, well, you have an unfair advantage, I suppose.
I looked at him. I'm like, are you kidding me? You can't get my birthday right. He's like, I know what it just, numbers. I was under stress. And mm-hmm. I said, I want you to think of situations like this. Let's imagine I got into a car accident, okay? I'm now being sent over in an ambulance to the ER. You have rushed to the ER as well. You mm-hmm. beat them there. And I'm a bloody mess, okay? And they, let's just imagine, okay? And they're like, sir, what's her name? Date of birth, sir, we need your help. You know, they need, I'm dying here. Like,
this is dramatic.
I'm dramatic. We need names and we need date of birth. You've got to be prepared for these situations.
I suppose so.
And if you can't handle it at the pharmacy drive-thru, we have some serious problems here.
So what do you do? Is this like exposure therapy? You keep going and he does it for you? Or like, what do we do?
I'm going to need to get, I need to order an ambulance.
Oh, just casually. That'll be a couple grand. Found out that me and my boyfriend Curly do not do dessert the same. And that's a little bit of a problem for me. So over the weekend, we had a crumble store open over in my neck of the woods.
Finally.
In Coralville, which I had told you like all week. Oh my God, I can't wait. Like finally, because I've had it here in Cedar Rapids, but it's nice having something a little bit closer. And I have not shared cookies with him in that way from anywhere. I've brought them home before, but we've never like gone and ordered from any cookie store together before. So it was very quickly apparent to me that we don't do it the same. And we also have his younger brother that lives with us in the basement who wanted to partake in some crumble cookieing. So we let him know, like, hey, is there any flavors specifically that you want to try? And he gave us two. And then we're like, okay, we're going to go. And it became clear that they were fending for themselves. He wanted a chocolate chip and a brownie. My boyfriend Curly is like, I want to try the toffee one. And then I also want a brownie. And I'm like, wait. You try all of them. Now tell me if I'm wrong here. I want one of each flavor. That sounds good to me. And I'm not going to eat the whole cookie. I'm going to share it with you. We're going to cut it like a pizza. Okay. Mm-hmm. So everybody can have a sliver. And then once you find whatever your favorite is, then it's all bets off. You can have as much as that as you want of that cookie. Unless you know, like, chocolate chip's always good, right? You're going to get two of those because they're going to get eaten. But I'm like, why are we fending for ourselves here? It was just wrong to me.
No, maybe that's a boy thing because that's totally neighbor man. He only orders for himself, not thinking about me. Because the same thing happened yesterday. We tried Munchy Mochi, the donut place, and he was ordering, like, oh, I want the strawberry lemonade or I want the caramel apple. And then I was like, well, can I try your caramel apple?
Mm-hmm.
Well, no.
I'm ordering it for myself.
Well, I'm like, I don't want the whole caramel apple.
No, I want to try it.
I've already got a strawberry lemonade and a mango chamoy. I don't need three other.
Well, yeah. I'm like, are you seriously going to eat four of these like 8-pound cookies?
The,
no.
The point is we all order different and then we nibble off of each other and then we've gotten to try all of them. That's the point.
I know. So I don't know how to fix this because.
Because I think in their head, they've gotten less. Does that make sense?
Oh,
I don't have a full donut or I don't have a full cookie because I've had to split half now with Taylor or with Destiny. So, I'm hungry. Oh, I'm hungry.
I'm just never going to understand.
Don't be the one who shows up at the party empty-handed. Cocktails are considered a side dish, you know? It's holiday spirits with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
Happy birthday to us.
Happy birthday to us.
It's our second birthday
of those girls in the afternoon on the Z102.9 airwaves.
Yeah, so we got to celebrate with some holiday spirits, a little cocktail recipe. This is perfect if you have a birthday coming up or if you're like, it's Monday and I deserve this.
My boss yelled at me today. I'm going to celebrate because I want to.
Somebody else's birthday. I support you and I am you. Okay, so today we are going to make a birthday cake espresso martini, because we're two.
Oh, I was like, where's what is
it's a martini, but we're two, so a martini. All right.
I also thought you meant like tune in, like martini.
Oh,
like tune in to.
Well,
those
you
girls.
Should do that too, honestly. Okay, so it's like an espresso martini, but a little birthday inspired. So I started off in my shaker of ice with some vanilla vodka, and then I'm gonna go in with about a shot of Kahlua, coffee, liqueur, whatever you choose. Then we're going to go in with a splash, and you're going to die, almond extract.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the best. I'm just a little.
I use and abuse that every single day.
A little splash of that. Then I got to go in with.
I can smell it over here.
It's so strong, and it's so delicious. Then you go in with some of your espresso. Mine is just from the refrigerator section, but if you have an espresso maker, you should
have told
me
I could have made you some espresso.
Well, I didn't think of this until about 12:30 today, so sorry. And then just a tiny little splash of Irish cream. I have Bailey's, because then that's going to give the nice froth on top that you want. Now, we shake it up for 2 years. Aggressively. If I've learned anything on TikTok, it's that you're supposed to overshake these till it's freezing. Otherwise, it's not going to be frothy.
Really?
And that's the best part
about... Have you been on, like, drinking TikTok? What are you doing over there?
You don't need to know what I do on the weekends. So as I finished shaking this, I took our little martini glasses. I put a little frosting on one half of the rim with some rainbow sprinkles. Whatever. And then I also got birthday cake ice cream and scooped some of that right in the center. And now I'm going to go in for, oh my God.
What?
A little pour. It looks amazing.
Oh, you made me nervous. I thought maybe there was something in it.
No, it looks
maybe there was
good.
Like bugs in it or something.
So we're doing that. It's kind of like a little espresso martini float.
Ooh.
Look at that froth. See, that extra shaking is always worth it. And I don't
drink beer, like a whole lot of beer, but what's that like foam that you usually want at the top of the beer? That's what it looks like.
Well, you don't normally want that.
I thought you did.
No, for most beers.
Okay,
no,
you know what? I should not be a bartender.
I'm delivering.
I've been serving beer wrong this whole entire time.
Yeah, most of the time.
I thought you wanted the froth.
Oh, I forgot to put whipped cream on yours. I'll get to it after this.
That's
but give her
good.
A little taste. You could top
smells
this
amazing.
With whipped cream, more sprinkles. Call it a day. Cheers to 2 years, ladies and gentlemen.
Woo! Also, quick shout out. We're getting a lot of text messages right now.
Hey.
We've got to have a wonderful, great day, 3629. also said happy birthday to all. And 9890 says happy 2 years. Have a great day.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, we cheers to you.
Make so
this
good.
Make this from home. It's like birthday and coffee, which is kind of the story of our
I'm
lives.
Making it for breakfast tomorrow.
Hey, you know what? I'm not going to judge you for that.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I know you gave Love is Blind a try for the first time. Probably, what, a couple weeks ago, a month ago?
Yeah.
And it didn't really go over well.
No, we like, well, I like it. Neighbor Man. Not so much. I think we need to get out of the pods a little bit. He hadn't gotten out of the pod
yet.
Yeah,
yeah. That's the most boring part. Well, I don't know. I guess when you really think about it, though, it's crazy that they're sitting in a pod, like, mm-hmm. pouring their hearts out to somebody and not knowing who's on the other side. Mm-hmm. Could you do that in real life? If you were single and you're like, man, I'm 30. I'm ready to get married. I'm going to meet somebody behind a wall. Could you do it?
I couldn't. No. No. No, I could not.
Okay, well, obviously there's not really like a whole lot of opportunities to meet somebody through a wall.
I mean, not we always say like, oh, you know, people always say like looks don't matter, but at the end of the day, you want to be attracted, don't you? To
I
your
can't,
partner?
Yeah, that's half
so
the issues with those people.
Attracted. That would stink.
Well, you're you gonna hate this. Because obviously not everybody can go on Love is Blind and experience that experiment. So there's a new dating app, which is basically Love is Blind in real life, and it's called Tribal. The biggest thing about this dating app that sets it apart from the others is that it blurs people's profile pictures for 72 hours.
It needs to be longer if you're gonna do this.
Well, I mean,
if we're going to fully do this, it needs to be longer.
I suppose.
A week.
They do have you answer. So there's tribal dating and then there's tribal friendship so that you can find just friends on there. But tribal dating offers 44 questions and then they use AI to figure out potential matches and people that you align with on different values and hobbies and all of those things. So then they match you up with these people and then you talk to them via the app. 72 hours, you don't know what they look like. It's blurred, so maybe you can tell, like, oh, they have dark hair or light mm-hmm. hair. And then they also have a voice memo feature that allows you to hear their voice before seeing them, I guess. I don't know if I would... Within, like, 2 or 3 days, I don't know if I'm comfortable enough to voice memo people, but that is what you're given at that point. And then during the blur period, it only displays the other person's first name, their age, and then their general location. So you don't know too much about them. But yeah, I guess now that you bring it up, 72 hours isn't really long.
Okay, I really like to talk to the creator because I'm like, I feel like you maybe truly were never on a dating app before.
Maybe not.
It's like when people make a product and I'm like, have you ever actually had to use the product before?
Yeah.
I don't think you have. Because here's the thing. I think the thing is that people are going to send one message just to make sure that they don't lose that connection. Just mm-hmm. like, hey. And then they're going to wait that 72 hours to see your photo become unblur. And they're going to be like, ah, she's ugly. Or he's ugly. Mm-hmm. And then they're going to just block you. That's what's going to happen. What I think what the app should have done is they should have said, oh, you need to send a minimal of 200 messages or something. I don't know.
No, how much time do you have? My God.
A minimal of 200 messages to like truly get to know each other before the photos become unblur. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because in the pods in Love is Blind, they spend a good quality amount of time with each other before they finally reveal each other.
That's true.
So this, I mean, that's what's going to end up happening is people are going to send one message to not lose that connection. They're going to wait 72 hours to realize they don't find that other person attractive.
Well,
so
I
let me talk to the creator.
I was going
to
say, I didn't know that you should create the Love is Blind official app.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
I risked my job playing Nickelback.
That's dramatic. But so, you kind of did.
I did. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon celebrating 2 years on the Z102.9 airwaves. And we took over the playlist and still are taking over the playlist this hour. We asked what were the rules and we didn't really get told what the rules were. I did ask right away, can I play Nickelback? And I didn't really get told yes and I didn't really get told no.
which normally is a no, right? Like, I don't know. That's just me, especially at work. If I'm like unsure, I'm like, maybe not. Mm-hmm. But you decided to risk it.
Here's the thing. I asked right away at the beginning of the hour. I asked you, listening, should I play Nickelback? Text us 319-200-1029. There was not a single text message that said no. We got tons of text messages that said yes.
No, in fact, you were getting egged on. And I can't tell if they were being serious or if they're like, let's get Destiny in trouble. You know what I mean?
Yeah, maybe they were trying to get me in trouble.
They're like, let's see how far we can take it.
Let's get her written up.
Let's do the whole hour. See what happens.
So then our boss, Chad, texted me, and all he said was the, like, eye emojis.
I'm watching you. That's what that said.
I didn't know he was listening. If I knew he was listening, I think we should have picked better songs, I'm just saying. And I sent him, I was like, hey, here's the thing. We're getting lots of text messages, and he's like, we're a station of the people. Mm-hmm. So you know what? I didn't get in trouble. But I'm still getting egged on. Because Brad texted in and he said, play another Nickelback song. I'm not hearing anyone else say no. Brad, I want to do it so bad. Taylor, you've got to take over.
Brad, we just hit 2 years and it'll be the end of 2 years real quick. Z102.9, hello.
Holy cow. I just wanted to say happy birthday. And it's my birthday, too.
Well, happy birthday to you.
I'll be out here in Vinton drinking a beverage, celebrating us.
To us.
Yay.
Okay, love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.